episode of the Comic Source Podcast. I'm Jace. This episode is just a quick interview I did with Dan Juergens after the DC Rebirth event that was held at WonderCon Easter weekend in LA. This interview is real short. Dan Juergens was one of the creators there that had the longest list of press and wanted to talk to him, so I only got a chance, just 2 minutes. So it's real quick. I'm hoping to get a chance to talk to Dan in the future more in depth about what his Action Comics return entails. You know, Action Comics is returning to its original numbering. We're seeing the pre-Flashpoint Superman coming back to star in that book. So I've really been enjoying what's been going on with Lois and Clark, and I hope you enjoy the interview. Dan's going to just give a quick overview of what the story is all about. He's very excited and honored and humbled to be back writing Superman on Action Comics leading up to issue 1000. So I hope you enjoy the interview, and we'll talk to you next time. All right, this is Jace from the Comic Source. I'm here with comic writer Dan Juergens. Your Rebirth book, Action Comics, back to the original numbering. You're back on Superman.
Back on Superman, starting with Action Comics 957. And I really do look at it and see it as an honor to be working on Action Comics. It's an honor to work on Superman, but when it's Action Comics, which is the book that started it all, and now we're sort of on this march and this drive to 1,000. Yeah, I'm really geeked up about it.
And real quick, the 30-second pitch for our listeners.
30-second pitch is this. We have been publishing a book called Superman, Lois and Clark, in which we find that the pre-New 52 Superman has been living in the DC Universe secretly for several years now, monitoring events, pitching in secret to do what he can to keep people safe and serve and protect. And this starts to tell the story of him and Lois, who is still his wife, their young son John, starting to come out and become more of what's happening in public, and him sort of assuming that his rightful place as a public Superman. What we have is Lex Luthor is in Metropolis. He has already sort of tried to proclaim himself as Superman, but Doomsday has been released on the streets, and finally that combination of elements has pulled Superman out into the open.
Sounds great. I can't wait to read it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for your time, Dan.
Yep, absolutely.